Matthew Berry is the guru for fantasy football at ESPN. So if there's somebody who's a numbers nut and knows the numbers of all the important players on both teams, it's Matthew Berry. We're here now to find out if he gave Mom any insight.
I was invited to go to the Super Bowl.
Were you?
Yeah, and we decided not to go. Okay. Matthew is leaving in the morning to go to San Francisco, and his wife is leaving on Friday to go.
And you could go out and, you know, the grandkids aren't that far away if you're out there.
Well, they're in Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, that is a way. Yeah, well, if they had a Hyperloop, it wouldn't take long at all, right? You'd be there in 35 minutes. So what is he? Did he give you a pick?
No.
All right. Because this guy knows the numbers. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
And it's it. I thought about him because they were talking about how Media Day has changed at the Super Bowl. Because it used to be, Doug Gottlieb was talking about this yesterday. He said it used to be that you didn't really know these players because their games weren't shown other places. And he said now it's seen every place. And because of fantasy football, people know these players in ways that they never knew them before. So that's part of what your kiddo does. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Then promise me if he tells you something between now and Sunday that you'll get in touch with me and let me know so I can have a little inside word.
Okay.
All right, we'll see how it works. Hey, so action last week by the council as you move forward on the police station. It was not unanimous, but it's you're one step closer. Tell me how you voted on that and why you voted
that way. I voted for it. We desperately need a new police station. We've got like 29,000 square feet, and for a population of 106,000 plus, which is where we are now, we probably need about 70,000 square feet.
Yeah. Now, but you know, you're taking away parkland. That's what they say, or land that could be used for a park. So what's the justification as far as you're concerned?
So the city doesn't have to go out and spend money to buy land to put the police station. We're using land that we already have. And it's going to be at the corner of Dartmouth and Crinic Tap, the southeast corner.
Okay.
That's about 12 acres. And the original plan that staff came up with was a 79,000 square foot facility, which would be about right for 150,000 population. But we're going to be there before we know it. So the design we were shown was first floor, and then part of the second floor was this two-story. And we said build out it to be completely two-story so that we'd have about 100,000 square feet at least under roof, and we don't have to finish out part of it. Mm-hmm. We could do it as we need it because it's going to be a lot less expensive now than later.
So now when they make that move, I don't know, have we got a timeline as to how you want to move forward on it?
Well, we expect to have a design contract at our next meeting on February 11th, and we'll discuss funds for construction in the budget process next summer.
So what's going to happen to that building once the transition's made? Have you got a thought of what you should do there?
Yeah, well, you know, we desperately need a new city hall, too, and we're out of space there. And so don't think people want to have their taxes raised to put up a new city hall. So I think we'll probably repurpose the existing police facility and move some of our city departments there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it makes sense. It's nearby. One of the other things that took place, we had Debbie Eller in last week to discuss a plan where they would try to get tax credits that came from the federal government through the state to build some senior housing. The person has decided to pull back from that simply because the process is pretty expensive. Your thoughts on that, and where does College stay? It doesn't, you know, the problem still is going to exist.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate they decided to pull back, and I understand why, because there's two viable projects in Waco, and depending upon the point system, they felt they were at a disadvantage, and as you say, it's about $200,000 to do the application. I'm sorry, because it's we really need that low and moderate income elderly housing. It's a great need. We have about a 3-year waiting list at Terrace Pines, which is, you know, on Crinic Tap.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping that someone else will come in and build senior housing for low and moderate income people.
Mary Nancy Berry joining us. So, yeah, what can the city do to, I mean, again, you can't really give any unfair incentives to people from a competitive standpoint, but this is a problem that is shared by every city in Texas that able to find moderate or low-income housing.
And we get federal dollars for this in the HOME program, which supports causes like Elder Aid and Habitat for Humanity. Mm-hmm. that Elder Aid rents to low and moderate income families, and so if there's a duplex that they can buy and repair and modify it so it's handicap accessible. They do that, and we can support them through the home funds. And then Habitat for Humanity builds, you know, low-income housing, and we can support them by buying a lot. Or
yeah. You mentioned a minute ago about the police department and how, you know, you've got your budget coming up. There are some capital projects that are out there. I know that that y'all are trying to put your, you know, Santa wish list together. What are some highlights there?
Well, we've got the expansion of the Ringer Library. That'll come in 17. We've got the Lincoln Center expansion. That'll also be completed in 17. Our Lick Creek Nature Center, we're going to bid on the contract hopefully approve the contract on February 11th and hope to have that open in the fall. So, and then there's other projects like the Graham Road rehabilitation, Eisenhower Street extension, Lick Creek hike and bike trail. And
don't do any more streets. You said Graham. Don't do any more roads. It's horrible, right? it really is inconvenient right now.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, you know, university's a nightmare.
Yeah, and we've just started. The nightmare will continue for a couple of months. Okay, the Texas legislature has given pretty much a green light to anything having to do with open carry. But your thoughts on the council's vote there to prohibit that?
We voted unanimously to prohibit open carry during meetings that are subject to the Open Meetings Act. So that would be planning and zoning, Zoning Board of Adjustments, and city council meetings. Doesn't mean you can't conceal carry. That's always been the case, and
right,
it still is the case. But we just kind of felt if you're in an open meeting and somebody's doing an open carry, it's kind of a little in your face and it might be intimidating for people who are speaking.
Okay.
So that was our rationale. And, of course, it'll be properly posted.
Sure. Okay, anything else going on?
Well, you know, we planted some trees yesterday at Richard Carter Park.
I hear you and Chase Murphy did that.
Yeah, and David Schmitz and people from Atmos and people from Texas Trees, they planted 811 trees around the state.
Wow.
And Atmos has 47 locations, and so it turned out to be 47 plants where trees were planted.
And, does Chase have to go water them?
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
I think our
people.
Parks Department will do
oh,
that.
Oh, okay. All right.
And
okay.
The idea was to promote the 811 is call before you dig.
Oh, yeah.
So that if you're going to be digging in your backyard or whatever, call 811 and find out if there's some lines there so you don't go bust up a gas line or water line or whatever might be in your yard.
Makes trouble for us all. All right. The mayors join us on alternate Wednesdays. It's Mayor Nancy Barrett from College Station. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Always a pleasure.